Washington Post forced to admit they lied after pretending fuck Joe Biden chant was let's go, Brandon. By Catherine Hamilton on October 24, 2021. The Washington Post, the leftist legacy media outlet whose motto is Democracy Dies in Darkness, admitted to publishing fake news about the public's discontent with floundering President Joe Biden. During a September speech by Donald Trump Jr. in Georgia, the crowd broke into a fuck Joe Biden chant at the prompting of the former president's son. The Post, in a story titled Biden's Critics Hurl Increasingly Vulgar Taunts, falsely claimed the crowd was cheering Let's Go, Brandon. As GOP strategist Arthur Schwartz pointed out on Twitter, Let's Go, Brandon did not come about until October 2. The chant originated after NBC Sports reporter Kelly Stavast awkwardly attempted to run cover for the president as she interviewed NASCAR Xfinity Series race winner Brandon Brown after the race. As she spoke to Brown, the crowd in the stands spontaneously broke out in a chant of Fuck Joe Biden, live on the air. Stavast absurdly claimed that the crowd was chanting, Let's go, Brandon. Brandon, you also told me, Stavast said before being interrupted by the crowd. As you can hear the chants from the crowd. She added, before claiming that the crowd was saying, Let's go, Brandon. On Saturday, the Post article, written by Ashley Parker and Carissa Wolf, claimed the crowd in Georgia took the cue and broke into cries of Let's go, Brandon, despite clear video footage showing that crowd was cheering Fuck Joe Biden. According to the report, the former president's son, Donald Trump Jr., has repeatedly promoted the meme and the original chant on his social media feeds. At a speech in Georgia, he took the stage after the crowd had been chanting USA, USA, and roared, There's a couple other chants I've been hearing going around. Have you heard the other one that's been going around? The crowd took the cue and broke into cries of Let's go, Brandon. Hey at Ashley R. Parker. The crowd was chanting Fuck Joe Biden, not Let's go, Brandon. There's video of it all over the place. Your sloppy reporting is a real problem. Schwartz tweeted at Parker on Saturday, before posting video showing the crowd clearly chanting Fuck Joe Biden. Donald Trump Jr., in his own response to the fake news story, tweeted demanding a retraction. After the publication was called out for lying about what the crowd was cheering during Trump Jr.'s speech, the Post issued a correction at the end of the article admitting that an editor had changed the story and that the crowd indeed was hurling expletives at the current Democrat president. Correction. A previous version of this article incorrectly said a crowd broke into a Let's Go Brandon chant during a Donald Trump Jr. speech in Georgia, the Post wrote. The crowd broke into a F, Joe Biden chant at that speech in September. The error, which was inserted by an editor, has been corrected. Trump Jr. responded, calling it the greatest correction in history of journalism. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer weighed in, saying the Post was forced to admit they lied. Both Fuck Joe Biden and the Let's Go Brandon chants have been gaining steam around the country, especially at live sporting events, as President Biden continues to drop in the polls. See examples of crowds revolting against Biden's leadership here, 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 and here. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Twitter.